This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Christine Wong, and it is just coming up to 12:06 p.m. in the studio on this Tuesday, the 22nd of March, 2022. And I'm joined in the studio by
Frida Liu.
In person.
Face to face.
It's been two years. 2 years of not being in the same room, but we are finally back. And today we are talking about career breaks and the stigma surrounding resume gaps. So there's always been this strange stigma surrounding resume gaps or career breaks, especially when it comes to the daunting task of finding new employment. But why is the stigma in place, and how has the pandemic changed our minds? How can both employers and job hunters approach this topic? We're going to be discussing that today. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can go ahead to our Twitter at BFM Radio or our WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Look, it's time we break the stigma and embrace career breaks for what they are: important parts of your career journey and what makes you unique as a professional. The data is clear. 64% of people globally say they want more ways to positively represent their career breaks. And for hirers, the conversation is building as well. 44% of hiring managers want to know the reason a candidate took a career break. Still, it can be intimidating to publicly share your career break story while trying to navigate a return to the workforce. So if you are ready for a new opportunity, these are three ways to leverage your career break as an advantage in your job search.
Right, okay. And I'm going to go through the first one. But before that, also, when we think of career break, right, we think of women going for career break more than men. I think, like,
do we?
Yeah, I don't know. I think men feel like a greater stigma when they go for a career break.
Maybe.
I'm just thinking, right? Yep. So anyway, if you're planning to go for a career break, it is important to highlight your career break on your LinkedIn profile. So career breaks are not shameful, nor should they be hidden from your professional story. In fact, 51% of hiring managers say they're more likely to contact an applicant that provided context into their career break. So tackle the job search head on with transparency, honesty, and authenticity. You can now add a career break to the experience section of your LinkedIn profile with various options to reflect the type of break you took, like caregiving, career transition, health and well-being, and more. So share new experiences during your time away from work and highlight skills you gain. So be sure to look for ways to tie them to roles you're interested in as a way to stand out to recruiters. Be bold and intentional with how impactful your career break was and continues to be.
I do love that LinkedIn now has that feature where you can add it on as a formal part of your experience, you know? The second step is to share your experience and learnings in job interviews, because it may be difficult to exude confidence when coming back from a career break, but 52% of hiring managers believe that candidates should proactively bring up their career break during the interview and highlight what they learned during that time. When tackling interviews, you need to focus less on your time away from the workforce and more on how this time away has helped you grow, learn valuable skills, or helped you discover a new passion. And it's also a good idea to take some time practicing how you'll discuss this with recruiters as well. A good place to start is connecting the dots between what you did during your career break and what you can bring to a particular role as a result. So, like, you know, perhaps you took a career break to help with your child's homeschooling during the pandemic, and that experience has helped you realize a passion for teaching or community volunteering, right? And almost 70% of people say that taking a career break helped them gain perspective and figure out what they really want from life. So don't shy away from telling your story and the unique value your experience can bring at work.
Right. And of course, network and connect with others who can help. If you've ever taken a career break, you're not alone. 62% of people have taken career break at one point or another. So don't be afraid to reach out to your professional community for help and advice. Be explicit about your goals by turning on the open to work feature on your LinkedIn profile, which lets the LinkedIn community know you're open to new opportunities through a profile photo frame. Turning on open to work on your profile increases your likelihood of getting a recruiter message by 2 times. And if you're comfortable, share experience with your network, you know, or ask for advice with a post on LinkedIn, which can kickstart a conversation in the comments section. So you never know, sharing your story can inspire others to do the same and bring much needed attention to this important topic.
And 51% of hirers believe people who take career breaks can restart their careers at any time. And jumping back from time away from work is more than possible. In fact, it's a reality for many who are ready to take a new step forward in their paths to success. And I found this story really interesting because I haven't technically had a career break ever because this is my first job. And I think, you know, especially during the pandemic, you know, we've seen a lot of people who unfortunately have had to take a career break for a reason possibly beyond their control.
Right.
And I thought it was interesting to see, you know, now that things are picking up, we're moving more into endemicity.
We hope,
mm-hmm. right? Like how the strategy is going to be moving forward for people who are getting back into the workforce now.
And I think, you know, like definitely some people have lost their jobs, right? And I think to be upfront about that and, okay, since you've lost your job, you took this time, right? And I guess you can put in there, if you did some things that were side hustles, everything to bring that up. Mm-hmm. I've had people who also, like maybe even start, not during this period, but just like started a business and that didn't work out. So career break in that sense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And to put that on, and I think recruiters like the fact that you've started your own business, and even if it didn't work out, the experience that you bring into your role, you know, use that to your advantage.
I think I also like the idea that during a career break, you don't necessarily need to be using that break to find a new job immediately, right? You can upskill, even if you don't necessarily upskill formally, right? You can still go out and find new experiences, new things to learn about yourself. And all of that is going to contribute to what you can bring in the workplace, you know? I think it's important to note that, like, career breaks aren't just, you know, supposed to be like a period of upgrading, right?
Right.
So you can explore and experiment a little bit as well. And, you know, now that we're sort of moving forward into, you know, hopefully there are more people that are hiring and more people that are looking for these opportunities. You know, it's a good way to sort of gauge, for example, if you've been in one industry, you know, your entire career, like you don't know what you want to do next and, you know, just try something new, right?
Right.
Definitely. All right. Well, it's time to take a short break for some messages. But after that, we will continue speaking about career breaks and abolishing the stigma surrounding resume gaps. If you want to get in touch with us again, you can head over to Twitter at BFM Radio. Just tweet us. You can also tag us, actually. I'm at Slither Chris, S-L-Y-T-H-E-R Chris. And Frida is?
At the Frida Liu.
Yeah, tag us, get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. And we're also available on WhatsApp if you want something more long form. Yeah. 018-789-8899. Now here is Undercover of Darkness by The Strokes on BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wan and I'm joined by
Frida Liu.
And we are talking today about resume gaps and abolishing the stigma surrounding resume gaps. And basically, it's just because, you know, we found this article from fastcompany.com about three ways to highlight a career break and talking about how, you know, career breaks have affected a lot of people. And before the break, I mentioned that I'd never had one before because I've only ever had one job, which is this one.
Right. I've never had a career break.
You've never had one as well.
Never had a, I mean, I had a month that I wasn't working, but that was onto my next job. So
what do you think about the whole concept? Would you voluntarily take one at any point, do you think?
I would, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on the situation, right? If I had to, for example, be a caregiver, I can imagine that I probably need to take a career break. So situation, thank God, has not, you know, given me a reason yet, and I hope not, right? So I'm not, you know, I'm not against it. I think some people just need to do it when you don't have any help, right?
Yes.
So it is important if you have that option.
I think it's also worth noting, you know, now that we are more, I guess, open to the idea of more flexible working and working from home, that, you know, hopefully that means that some people don't have to necessarily take an entire break, you know? Like, if they're thrust into situations where traditionally you would just need to sort of drop everything and be at home all the time, for example, you know, at least we may be moving to a space where the line between, you know, working and not working is a bit more blurred, right? And people may be able to sort of take a step back from, you know, let's say being in the office or whatever, to help whatever situation they're going through in a way that is more, I guess, socially accepted.
Right.
So I think that's interesting.
And I guess also, you know, I haven't willingly taken a career break because I needed money.
That's the other thing, right? You know, that's a part of...
There's that thing,
the small issue of that thing that we all go for, which is the salary. And I think also, you know, because I did take a short break before I found a job in the first place, admittedly, after I graduated. And that was for about 6 months. Okay. And that was, you know, I took the time to, you know, research a little bit about, I had not lived in this country for a long time before that point. So to just sort of get assimilated and acclimated, and, you know, I learned how to drive, which was very good. You know, but it was also one of those situations where I'm wondering, would I ever be in a position where I could take, you know, 6 months off financially, right? You know, and be comfortable with that, specifically just to, you know, upskill or do whatever else I wanted. And with that as well, I think comes that other idea of, if you're taking a break and you are, let's say, looking to upskill, that is also, right, more money out of the account. And then there's also, I think, the question of, like, how long is too long, right? So many people have been, you know, unfortunately out of work for the past 2 years, for example. And that may be difficult to, you know, figure out how to get back into, you know, the workforce, what level you're supposed to be at, I guess, in any given work hierarchy is difficult.
Because it's like you've taken a two-year break, willingly or unwillingly, right? So when you come in, what job do I apply for? Something that's beneath, you know, like...
Like, do you go for like an entry level? Like, are you... there's no re-entry level job posting, right? And I think above all, right, one of the things I always didn't feel comfortable with was this idea that whenever there was a career break, it was something to sort of interrogate, like, oh, why did you take this time off? Why? What took you so long to find another thing? Sometimes it just doesn't happen for people.
Right.
So I think it's interesting to bring up this whole conversation and to talk about it now.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, we're not the only people talking about this today, because I think we do need to hear from an expert opinion. So for more on this, we actually have Derek To on the line. He's the founder and CEO of employment platform Hiredly. So Derek, thanks for being so patient and staying with us on the line. Do you think there is a stigma associated with career breaks or resume gaps, and why or why not?
Well, yes, but this is definitely changing, because I think the main idea, or what the idea used to be, was that if someone is a high quality talent, you know, that they would always be in demand, right? If they're always in demand, then they will always be employed, right? There will be no gap in their career. So that's what people kind of used to think. So therefore, when you see someone with like long gaps in their CV, you have questions, right? So if you're so good and you're so in demand, why do you have a gap on your CV? So that is what people used to think. But the reason I say this is changing now is because, you know, more often than not, you see a lot of really, you know, good quality talent out there. They voluntarily take career breaks. They want to take career breaks for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes they go away for a year to get exposure. They go abroad, you know, when they couldn't experience it before, or, you know, maybe they have to take care of their family, so they're being very responsible. And companies are learning more and more that, you know, if you don't let this career break stop you from identifying or hiring a good or high quality person, you know, this person, obviously, when they come back to the workforce, you know, they're going to be, you know, so happy, and their attitude is going to be so great that you took a shot with them, even though they have this gap, you know, like it could be like 2 or 3 years long. So so this is definitely changing.
Right. You know, Derek, I'm curious, how do you think the pandemic has affected our view of resume gaps?
Well, yes. I mean, the pandemic has definitely, I suppose, changed our views about resume gaps. But I suppose mainly only in the context of if it happened during the pandemic, because there are a lot of businesses or companies who can sympathize with employees, you know, where the previous employer sort of, you know, businesses were struggling or struggled. And it wasn't because there was anything wrong with the business. It wasn't because there was anything wrong with the employee. It's just because, you know, the entire world went into lockdown. There were a lot of, economically, there were, you know, a lot of businesses were impacted. The restriction in travel and the movement of, you know, goods and services, obviously negatively impacted many, many businesses. And if you have a gap on your resume during this period, many employers would sort of understand that maybe perhaps, you know, you lost your job for reasons that were beyond your control, right? So only in this context, I believe.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the other thing, right? It's an equal playing field now. Everyone is aware of the I guess, like the shared context of why you may have had a career gap in this instance.
Not willingly.
Yeah, exactly. So Derek, as an employer yourself, what would be your reaction or initial approach towards addressing a potential hire's resume gap?
Well, if I see a resume gap, which again, it's increasingly common now, the first thing I'll ask is why? Right? Why is there a gap on your CV? What did you do? So, and once they tell me why they have a gap in their CV, then I'll ask them about the experience during this gap. You know, what are some highlights? So if someone said, you know, I went to New Zealand for a year on some working holiday visa, and I was in the orchard, and I would just ask them, but tell me about your experience there. What did you learn? What was your favorite thing about New Zealand? And what did you miss the most? You know, so because what I genuinely believe is the purpose of the interview, right? You're actually there to try to figure out the quality or mind or attitude of someone, right? Of this person that you potentially want to hire. And their mindset plays a very big role in determining this, right? Their quality or, you know, their attitude to work. So just ask them why they did certain things, ask them what they experienced. And from this, you sort of try to form a picture of how this person thinks and how they might behave when they're in your company, right? Assuming that they're serious about their work.
Right. Mm. Yeah, you can tell a lot, right? I mean, even what they do during holidays or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Derek, would your view of a potential hire be affected by the reasoning behind their resume gap?
Yeah, for example, if they, you know, were laid off during the pandemic or they just took a break for upskilling.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, you know, if they have a gap because it was involuntary, like they were laid off, or they have a gap because it was voluntary because they want to, you know, as you say, take an upskilling break, then the why matters a little bit less, because obviously, I mean, you didn't choose to get laid off. So I can't ask you why were you laid off, right? So so that makes a difference. But the what doesn't change is what did you do then? You know, so how did you respond after you were laid off? Or if you went on upskilling break, then how was your experience then? What did you learn? How did you maximize your time? You know, how did you decide what you wanted to learn and why you felt you had to do this, you know, by quitting your job? Like, couldn't you do this, you know, in your free time, you know, while you still had a job? So I and then these questions are kind of, they're just to, like I mentioned, like figure out their mindset or their potential attitude to their work.
Mm-hmm, definitely. All right, Derek, just stay on the line with us for a brief moment while we take a short break again with some messages. But of course, if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can hit us up on Twitter at BFM Radio or on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. So far, it's been a fairly quiet day.
We do have a WhatsApp. Yeah, from someone who chooses to be anonymous.
Great.
This person says, I took a year off with VSS money in my pocket and to start my own business and also a family. The money outflow is so rapid that it was scary. Gary, one thing I've learned was that being away from the workforce is one luxury I cannot afford. So when I was interviewing my present job, I was honest with them about my reasons to having stopped work for a year. Mm-hmm. And that was 18 years ago.
Oh, well, at least, you know, you figured out what worked for you.
You're right.
Definitely. All right. Well, it's time for a break. This is Gonna Get My Baby Back by Doris Troy, followed by Synchronicity 2 by The Police here on BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bites, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Benchmark for managers. BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bites, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Christine Wong and I'm joined in the studio by
Frida Liu.
And today we're talking about abolishing the stigma of resume gaps. We do actually have a tweet in here from Kenny Wong. Listening to Sir the Chris and the Frida Liu talking about resume gaps on BFM Radio, an on-point subject. More people are now taking time off between jobs. This is no longer taboo. Some do so for mental health reasons due to certain pressures in the previous job. Mm. By the way, miss your polls. Yes, we do occasionally put up a poll now and then, you know, but nice to know that, you know, it's being missed. Anyways, thank you very much for that tweet. And again, if you want to get in touch with us about this conversation, go ahead and tweet us as well at BFM Radio and also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, which we did have an anonymous response earlier today. Now, we did not just have us talking about this subject by ourselves. We also have Derek To, founder and CEO of Hirely on the line. Hirely is, of course, an online employment platform. Now, Derek, picking up the conversation, is there such a thing as a too short or too long career break? And if so, what would define these parameters for you?
Yes, well, the period in which you're, I suppose, away from the industry and how impactful that is would really depend on the nature of your job. So, for example, if you're in software development and this, you know, this world or this industry evolves really quickly. So if you haven't been programming for, let's say, 3 or 4 years and you come back completely, you know, you didn't touch it at all and you just come back, you might almost be a beginner again, right? Because, you know, things have changed so quickly. I don't suppose you wouldn't be able to pick it up very quickly because obviously you have a very strong foundation, but I wouldn't say you come back as though you just left off 3 or 4 years ago. It's not exactly going to be like that, right? It's really almost going to feel like you have to learn and relearn many things. So if this is for example, in software development, but if you are in other kind of roles where it doesn't change significantly, say the skill set, say, for example, customer service, you know, then perhaps this matters a lot less. I don't know what the exact line is, right? But I do know that it does depend on whether the speed of in which the work that you do changes or evolves in the world plays a big part. And the other thing is, regardless of what job or role that you do, when you do come back to work after a very long gap, you will definitely be a little bit out of touch with what's the latest in your industry or your space. But like I said, it shouldn't take you long to get up to speed again. But the only main question is whether an employer is willing to give you that that space, right? That allowance to kind of relearn the industry all over again.
Right. Interesting point, Derek. You know, you talk about someone in software. I think even 6 months is a bit long, unfortunately. Now, so Derek, how should a potential hire go about explaining their career break if needed?
Well, you should go about explaining your career break most importantly, by telling the truth. I think this is very, very important. You should not lie, because you know, it's employers can pick this up very easily when they ask a follow up question. It's going to be very obvious that there are gaps, right? And this doubt, it's much more harmful to you, right? The employer doesn't trust what you're saying. It's much more harmful. So I definitely would say you tell them the truth, but most importantly, you have to tell them your thought process, that why you did certain things, you know. So because in the same way, sometimes, you know, when you go for the interview, an employer might ask you a challenging question, a very challenging question. Like, say, for example, you know, how many oranges can you fit in a car? You know, something might sound a bit silly, but there are examples of questions like that. An extreme example of this one. But when they ask you a very challenging question, it's very often there is no real one correct answer. They're really just looking for your thought process. How would you approach this situation? How would you approach this problem? So if you're in a situation where you took a career break, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, share with them what happened, why you did certain things, you know, and you can come across as mature, you know, and you take your work seriously. And you did it for very good reasons, where the employer sitting there might be thinking, or the interviewer sitting there might be thinking, well, if I was in your shoes, I'd probably do the same thing, right? If they can get to that kind of position, then I think that's a good answer.
That is a wild interview question, right? By the way.
Yeah, yeah. Depends on the size of the car.
I was literally about to say, like, what kind of car?
Right.
You know? Anyways, but that is definitely really interesting. Now, Derek, final question for you. For those who are currently experiencing a career break, what should they be doing to further their chances of reemployment if that's what they're gunning for?
Well, if you're ready to get back into the workforce, you know, I would say definitely start upskilling yourself, you know, go read the news about what's happening in your industry, get on Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, whatever it is that you prefer learning, or even just go on YouTube. There are lots of amazing stuff on YouTube that you can learn. The other very important thing, in fact, might be more important, is get your CV ready. Start writing your CV. Start, reading up on interview techniques again, and go for interviews. Go. Send your CV out there. Apply for some jobs. Sometimes, I wouldn't apply for a job that you're not completely interested in, but if you see a job that you're not sure if you're interested in, you might be interested, then I wouldn't automatically say no. Just apply. Because right now, you haven't been interviewing for a very long time. So every time you go for an interview, it helps you, improve your CV, you know, based on the questions the interviewer asks you, and also improve your answers and the things that you want to talk about. Because what you can't assume is, you know, you just can't snap your fingers and just be ready, right? You can't say, oh no, I'm going to start working, say, like 3 months from now, and I'm going to get my CV ready then, and I'm just going to interview and then I get a job. It's probably not going to work like that if you're rusty. So you want to start going for interviews now. And who knows, you might find that perfect job, that dream job now. But even if you don't, 3 months down the road, 4 months down the road, when you do come across that dream job or that perfect job, you've had a lot of practice, you're ready. You know what they're going to ask you about your career break. You know what they're going to ask you about your CV. So definitely start now.
Love that. Well, thank you very much. That was Derek Toh, founder and CEO of Hiredly, talking to us about abolishing the stigma of resume gaps.
Right.
That is about all the time that we have for today's show. Thanks to Derek, and also thanks, of course, to Frida Lee for joining me, Christine Wong, in the studio today. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. Now, it goes without saying that the pandemic has... Oh, sorry.
We do have two comments, but never mind.
Oh, no, let's do comments first.
Okay, so here...
So sorry about that.
I just received it too. Thanks, guys.
In the nick of time.
In the nick of time. Okay, so Yao Yang said, oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing this world for free. I know I can't slow down. I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. I know this is from a song. Kyrol here says, I never thought I'd take a career break after 12 years working until I got VSS. Spend the time being a stay-at-home dad, and I loved it, managing children and being around them all the time. When the VSS money almost exhausted 10 months later, a friend called me looking for someone to work in this company I got hired. So that was 4 years ago, but I really miss being a stay-at-home dad.
Aww. That's nice.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for messaging in, actually. Yeah. What a nice little surprise for us here on the show. Mm. Thank you for listening, and we'll be here same time, same place tomorrow. As I was saying, there will be the Breakfast Guru replay, of course, after the news at 1 p.m. And it goes without saying that the pandemic has accelerated online adoption and e-commerce, which has created a thriving marketplace on the internet. So Tang Siu Wai of Carousel Malaysia joined the Breakfast Grill to share his thoughts on how the online classified space has grown in the past 2 years and his outlook for the future. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, and here is My Hero by the Foo Fighters.
Enterprise Biz Bytes was presented by Allianz Malaysia, empowering businesses to build confidence in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.